Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
You know, a man who can't take criticism hears it the most. Think about it. Now listen up and let's talk about life. Aspergillosis is a fungal disease caused by a common type of fungus, Aspergillus. It lives both indoors and outdoors, and a fungus most of us breathe in every day, but without illness. But beware if you have a weakened immune system, and especially as we age or have lung-related conditions, because you are at higher risk. There are different forms of aspergillosis, varying in degree of serious illness potential. If you have asthma or cystic fibrosis, you are susceptible to allergic bronchopulmonary aspergillosis, and that causes inflammation in the lungs with coughing and wheezing, but it does not cause infection. Chronic pulmonary aspergillosis is a long-term condition that can cause cavities in the lungs and often fungal balls known as aspergillomas. This form usually occurs in persons with other lung diseases, including tuberculosis, COPD, and sarcoidosis. Invasive aspergillosis most commonly affects the lungs, but it can spread to other parts of the body. Those who have weakened immune systems after an organ or stem cell transplant, or maybe they're in chemotherapy for cancer or high-dose corticosteroids, are most susceptible. There are two forms that are not lung-related. Allergic aspergillus sinusitis causes inflammation in the sinuses. Your symptoms are sinus drainage, stuffiness, and headache. But again, it does not cause an infection. And then finally, there's cutaneous or skin aspergillosis. That enters your body through a break in the skin, particularly after surgery or scrapes and burns, and does cause infection. Thankfully, aspergillosis is not contagious and does not spread from the lungs between people or people and animals. Aspergillus spores are airborne and thus difficult to avoid breathing. If you have a weakened immune system, wear a mask when working in the yard or a dusty area. Lifestyle changes and nutritional supplementation are necessary and beneficial. A natural defense against dangerous molds and mycotoxins is diet, because you must cut off the food supply that mold and fungus require to survive. That means no sugar and a high-protein diet with no refined carbs, such as Doug Kaufman's Phase 1. Avoid cola drinks, grains, and fried foods. In addition to diet, get proper rest, moderate exercise, reduced stress, and nutritional antifungals, such as MG Beta Glucanin, NSC 100 Extra Strength, Caprylic Plus, Oregano Oil, Biotin, Pas de Arco, Garlic, and Olive Leaf Extract. There is fungus among us, but you can enable your body to nutritionally fight back by daily taking MG Beta Glucan to keep your immune response normalized at peak.
Super Save MU Skin Topical Cream with MG Beta Glucan is now 40% off at $23.97. Nutritionally promote skin immune wellness. MG Beta Glucan with green tea, aloe, CoQ10, vitamin E, colostrum, nettle, jojoba oil, and much more. Help protect your skin cells where sunscreens are not effective and resolve that infuriating itch that's difficult to manage. To order NSC ImmuSkin Cream, call 888-541-3997. That's 888-541-3997, or order online at nsc24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Need to hear good news as we each grow older each day? Be positive and read Psalms 92, 12 and 15. Quote, "They will still bear fruits in old age. They will stay fresh and green." Proclaiming, "He is my rock." Proclaim and claim. Now go in good faith and remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can.